Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to clean a top loop from scratch in Ableton Live 12 so it actually works for jungle and old school D&B. Now, when I say top loop, I mean the high frequency part of the break, hats, shuffles, ghost hits, snare tails, little stick noises, all that rhythmic air that keeps a jungle groove moving. This is not the kick and sub. This is the layer above that. It's the motion. It's the lift. It's the thing that makes the drums feel alive without smashing into the main backbeat. And that's exactly why this matters. In D&B, the low end is sacred. Your kick, your snare, your bass, they need a clean center. If your top loop is messy, it can bring in low mid mod, harsh resonance, stereo weirdness, and all kinds of little problems that make the whole drop feel less solid. So the goal here is not to make the loop sterile. The goal is to keep the attitude and remove the junk. Let's start with the source. Before you touch any processing, pick a loop that already has something worth saving. You want clear rhythmic movement, some shuffle, some ghost note detail, and a top end that feels alive. In jungle, the best loop is often not the cleanest one. It's usually the one with character. A bit of sampler grime is good. What you want to avoid is a loop with too much low-end boom baked in, because that just gives you extra cleanup work. If the loop sounds thin and brittle from the start, be careful. It might not survive much processing. If it sounds thick and muddy, that's fine, because we can shape that. So listen for the groove first. Listen for the motion. Listen for whether the sample already has a bit of swing that feels right for the style. Now drag the loop into an audio track in Ableton Live 12. If you want more chop control later, you can use simpler, but for a beginner workflow, a normal audio track is absolutely fine. Warp it so it lands on your project tempo. Don't overcorrect it into robotic perfection. Jungle has feel. It has drag. It has a slightly human push and pull. So if the loop is a little off-grid, that's not a disaster. Set the loop to 2 bars or 4 bars, and make sure it starts at a musical phrase point. A lot of these loops breathe best in 2-bar language. That gives the rhythm room to answer itself. Rename the track something obvious like top loop clean so you're not hunting for it later when the session gets busy. Tiny habit. Big payoff. Now let's clean out the low end. Put EQ8 first in the chain. Start with a high pass filter somewhere around 150 to 300 HC, depending on the sample. If the loop is mostly hats and snare tops, you can push that higher. If the snare tail has useful body, go more gently. The job here is to remove low-end fog so your kick and sub have room to breathe. What to listen for here is simple. The loop should lose weight, not life. The groove should still feel intact. The snare should still be there, just without all the extra mud underneath it. If you go too far, it starts sounding thin and hissy, and that kills the sample jungle feel. So move the cutoff up only until the low smear stops fighting the bass. Then stop. You're cleaning, not erasing. Why this works in D&B is pretty straightforward. The bass line in this genre is usually huge, and the kick and snare need real authority. Even a little low mid junk in a top loop can cloud the whole drop. So cleaning the low end isn't just tidying up, it directly helps the track hit harder. Next, hunt for ugly resonances. Still in EQ8, sweep for boxiness around 250 to 500 Hz and for harsh, metallic bite around 2.5 to 5 kHz. Don't go crazy. Just reduce the obvious offenders. A couple of narrow cuts, a few dB each, is often enough. What to listen for is whether the loop stops sounding honky or brittle without losing its personality. If the whole thing gets dull, then the cuts were too aggressive or you were chasing problems that weren't really there. A lot of beginner cleaning goes wrong because people keep cutting until the sample sounds technically better but musically worse. Don't do that. Keep the character. Remove the clutter. Now that the loop is cleaner, we can add some density. This is where drum bus or saturator comes in. Start with one or the other, not both at first. If you want a more obvious breakbeat edge, use drum bus after EQ8. Keep the drive modest. Leave boom very low or off for a top loop. Use crunch carefully. The aim is to thicken the useful parts, not the noise. If you want cleaner harmonic lift, saturator is the move. A little drive, maybe 1 to 6 dB to start, with soft clip on if needed. Then level match the output so you're judging tone, not just loudness. That's a huge one. If something sounds better only because it got louder, it's not actually better. Always compare at the same level. What to listen for here is whether the hats feel denser, whether the ghost notes come forward, and whether the loop gains presence without turning into fizzy mush. If you hear nasty spit or brittle top-end noise, back off the drive and go back to the EQ first. The order matters. Clean first, enhance second. If the loop gets too sharp, tame the top. You can use a gentle high shelf cut or a small dip around the painful zone. Sometimes that's around 8 to 10 kHz if the loop is too airy and noisy. Sometimes it's more like 5 to 7 kHz if the snare top is statting too hard. You can even use auto filter very subtly if the loop needs a little roll off at the very top. Just don't kill the air completely. The motion has to stay there. At this point, stop and ask yourself something important. Does the loop already sit? If yes, leave it alone. Seriously. One of the most common mistakes is overprocessing a sample that was already doing the job. Jungle lives on attitude, and you can sand that attitude off if you keep tweaking forever. Now bring the loop into context with your kick, snare, and bass. This is the real test. Solo can fool you. A loop can sound clean and exciting on its own, then turn into a mess the second the bass enters. Loop up two bars with the full drum and bass core and listen carefully. What to listen for is whether the snare still cuts through, whether the bass still feels solid, and whether the top loop adds motion without stealing attention. If the loop is making the track feel cloudy or the bass disappears into it, you probably still have too much low-mid energy. If the snare loses its authority, the top loop is crowding the backbeat. Tweak until the drum picture feels balanced. If the timing feels off, adjust the clip start or transient position in tiny amounts. Don't chase machine perfection. You want pocket. You want it to lock with the main drums, but still feel like a sampled break. Not a programmed hi-hat pattern. That little bit of forward drag or laid-back shuffle is part of the style. If the loop is spiky or uneven, you can use gentle compression. But be careful, a top loop usually doesn't need heavy compression. It needs shaping. Try a ratio around 2:1 or 3:1, with a slower attack so the transients breathe, and a release that feels musical with the groove. Only a few dB of gain reduction is enough. If the loop already has good movement, too much compression will flatten the life out of it. A lot of the time, drum bus transient shaping is a better choice than a compressor anyway. It can add snap or body while keeping the sampled feel. That's very useful in DNB because you want the loop to feel alive, not over-controlled. Next, decide on the width. This one matters a lot. Top loops can come in wide, but wide is not always better. If the sample feels facey, weak in mono, or too distracting from the center, narrow it with utility. Test it in mono first. If certain hats vanish or the groove collapses, the stereo content is probably more of a problem than a feature. Why this matters in DNB is simple. The kick, snare, and sub need the center. If the top loop is too wide, the whole drop can feel less focused, especially in a club. A narrower loop often feels heavier, more disciplined, and more expensive in the mix. Sometimes less stereo is actually more impact. Once the loop is clean and balanced, commit it. Resample it or consolidate it to audio so you can work faster and stop endlessly second-guessing the source. This is where it starts becoming an arrangement tool instead of just a sample. A clean top loop can do a lot for a track if you use it like a real musical element. For example, you can start with a filtered version in the intro, then bring the full cleaned loop into the drop. You can drop it out for the last half bar before a snare fill, then slam it back in. You can mute it for a bar so the return feels bigger. These tiny phrasing moves are classic jungle energy. You don't always need more layers. Sometimes you just need better timing. A good way to think about this is that the loop should add motion without stealing the backbeat's authority. If it does that, it's doing its job. If muting it makes the track lose movement rather than lose clarity, that's a great sign. It means you've turned it into something useful. Quick reminder here. Keep cleaning in context. Don't get lost in solo mode. A top loop can sound finished by itself and still be too busy once the kick, snare, and bass come back in. The real test is the full groove. And in jungle, a little roughness is often a feature. You do not need to sterilize every tiny hat tail or ghost note. In fact, leaving a bit of imperfect texture can make the loop feel more human and more authentic. Just remove the junk. Keep the vibe. So to recap the process, choose a loop with real rhythmic life, warp and place it cleanly, high pass away the junk, cut the ugly resonances, add a touch of saturation or drum bus for density, tame any brittle top end, check timing against the drums, control the width, and then commit the result into the arrangement. That's the whole game. Clean, focused, punchy and still full of jungle character. If you want a strong next step, do the mini practice exercise. Build one clean 2-bar top loop using only Ableton stock devices. Keep it under 3 processors, and make sure it still feels like a break, not a programmed percussion bed. Then place it over a kick, snare, and simple bass note, and build a short 4-bar section where the loop enters, drops out, and returns. And if you want to push further, take on the homework challenge too. Make one clean support version and one dirtier, more aggressive version. That's a great way to learn how much character you can keep while still protecting the mix. That's the lesson. Clean the low end, control the harshness, keep the groove, protect the center, and let the top loop do what jungle top loops do best. Add movement, attitude, and momentum. Now go print a version, test it in context, and make it feel like it belongs in a real drop.